Here at the 2014 Florida Cattlemen's Convention in beautiful Marco Island, Florida. I'm here with incoming president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association, Mr. Henry Kempfer from Brevard County, and he's here to share just a little bit about his plans for the new year.
Yes, I'm very excited and honored to be the president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association, and it's going to take a lot of time, but it's certainly worth it. It's a great cause that we feel is very needy for us to participate. But I do have some things in mind that we want to pursue this year. To start with, I want to make sure we follow through with the Florida State Beef Checkoff that was initiated by our state directors. They came to us about a year and a half ago, and we followed through with it, and we're going to try to get that pushed through the legislation next spring. Hopefully we can get that done and have a referendum and be voted on sometime before too late next year and get that thing passed. So I'm really excited about that, but it's going to take a lot of educating our producers so they'll better understand why we're doing that and what that money will be used for. Another thing I really want to work hard on this year is I want to really work and go after the state agencies for leasing some more of the state-owned lands for our producers. That's something that we can do for our producers. Instead of asking them for something, I want to try to do something for them. And I really want to push the state to open up some more of these grazing lands and have some more availability there for some of these young producers to get involved or smaller producers to expand their operations as well. Aside from that, one more thing that I really like to mention is we're kicking off our Florida Cattlemen Association Leadership Academy this year. Kind of similar to our past Young Cattlemen's tour that we had done, but we're kind of changing that up. We're going to do four different sessions, 2 to 3 day sessions scattered throughout the year in four different areas of the state. We're really excited about bringing up some new potential leaders and getting them involved in our association and just showing them what it's all about.
I think you began to tell me you had several generations of involvement here. What's that story?
Oh, well, I am. It's an honor for me to be the first third-generation president of this association. So that means a lot to me. My grandfather was back in the 50s, and then my father was back in 95, so now I am. So it's really an honor to get to do that.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations. And for Southeast AgNet, I'm Summer Best.